You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, welcome back. You're tuned to Friday Drive here on BFM with Johnny and Big Hungry. If you've been listening to BFM the last couple of months, you would have noticed that Dr. Rudy's, or Rudy's Brewers of Beer, have started to feature at many of the events around town that we've been chucking on, and it's been wonderful to have them involved. So
is
we thought,
a doctor thing, or do you just chuck that on?
Dr. Rudy's? Dr. Rudy's is the name of the venue, right?
Yeah, nice.
But there's like an important separation between Rudy's and Dr. Rudy's, right?
Yeah, right on. I guess Dr. Rudy's is the bar that we've got. And we just so happen to have a brewery in there as well, which is Rudy's.
It's a tidy setup you've got there, actually.
We've got Andy. Andy?
Yeah, you can call me Andy. That'll
and
do.
We've got Alex. Andrew, Alex?
That's right.
Alex being a German master brewer.
That's right.
Great. Sounds better than plumber.
It's kind of... So you've actually... Being a master brewer, there's actually a proper qualification involved with this?
Yeah,
like a
right.
European...
Yeah, you go actually to a university which is built next to the oldest brewery in the world from 1015, I think. And yeah, so we are, so you go through a real course and get a degree in brewing. Before that, you do an apprenticeship as a brewer.
I was going to say, what are the stages if we're before master? Is it like is there like different colored belts? How does it work?
Yeah, that's right. You get you become a brewer and maltster actually by doing an apprenticeship. So I went working in a brewery, go to a school, enter a maltery. And after 3 years, you get a
That's an apprenticeship time.
That's your apprenticeship time. Yeah. So after 3 years, you are a brewer, and then you go for another 4 years.
Okay.
To study brewing a little bit more in detail.
To become the master,
yeah.
Good.
It's kind of interesting because it almost seems in New Zealand people just probably hack around in the garage and then end up with a small brewery. I don't know how common it is for us to see the likes of a master brewer in New Zealand. And I think you can almost taste it in the beer. Like there's a bit of someone actually sort of, I don't, no offense to anyone else out there if you're listening and you brew beers.
Definitely pissing people off.
You can kind of tell. Would you say that that's kind of sort of behind, you know, would you say there's truth in that behind the room?
Oh, I definitely think that there's massive great beers out there in New Zealand, and it's a really healthy market, and beers came a long way since I'm here, and I see a lot of good beers.
Do you rate our beers? You do think we've got pretty good beer in New Zealand?
Absolutely, yeah. Cool. Really, really massively good beers.
The great thing about Alex is that he's incredibly honest, but he's also very humble as well. So if you ask him about his own beers, he doesn't talk it up. But you're actually off to Australia next week, aren't you? To be one of the judges for the Australian Beer Awards.
Yeah, Australian International Beer Awards.
Wow.
So got there re-invited, which was good. So I judged there one time before, and... going to be judging there, yeah.
What's the judging criteria for a beer?
You look at, of course, different things. You look at the color, the aroma, the flavor of the beer, and that it is brewed true to style. So you sit around the table with about five judges, and then you get a lot of different beers on. You have to drink maybe up to 80 beers a day.
So. Do you have some like a big loaf of white bread? Or how does that work?
You get a few water crackers and some cheese in between. About the rest of the time.
So is it better to enter your beer sort of later on in the day?
The what, sorry?
Is it better to have your beer entered later on in the day because perhaps you're a little bit inebriated and you're like, man, everything's mint. This is great beer.
All those guys who are in there have really a great, massive good palate and really judge it to what it is at any time, I think. So
that's probably why.
How does one get on the scene of this beer judging? Is it just... Is there like some sort of underground league of beer judges?
Yes, if you want. Beer club.
I think like there's really a lot of people who want to do it and get slowly into it by brewers recommending them that they have good palate, good nose, and actually can, you know, do the job a good job.
Yeah.
At first they would be maybe in becoming kind of a... go on the table and actually maybe it gets not rated what they say, but that's just to learn. But it's only five judges from New Zealand going over there about.
Wow.
So it's 80 international and Australian judges over there.
Back to New Zealand beers. Have you had a chance to try Reineck yet? Have you managed to have a Reineck?
Reineck.
He's looking around the room. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's a liberating moment when you have a Reineck.
Oh, sorry.
It hasn't really got a patch on a Rudy's, but it's still great.
As long as it's cold.
Yeah, yes. Right? It's
beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, so you guys have obviously canned the lager. Rudy's Lager. Is there plans for the other? Because we went down to the venue, Dr. Rudy's, and tried sort of a bit of a tasting thing and got shown the wares on offer. Are you guys going to can up anything else?
That's a great question. We sometimes don't actually know what we're doing tomorrow. We barely actually know what we're doing today, to be honest. But no, we're
glad that we made it here.
Yeah, we made it here.
I'm glad you made it here as well. There's like a tub that people used to wash babies with in the 20s here, full of beer, basically.
Yeah. We came here at least 2 minutes just before we kicked off, so that's perfectly timed. But no, we're really excited, obviously, at the possibility. I mean, beer as a category and the product is awesome, you know.
We've got lager right now, right? The lager's in the can. What would be the next sort of like a easy going on that, like a pilsner? Is that what would be the?
I mean, a pilsner would be also another lager. Would be nice to have the pale ale we make is really, really beautiful.
We tried like six of them, mate. What have you got? You've got like a buzzy citrus one that was actually really good as well.
I think you guys tried the IPA actually at first, which was the wrong way of tasting, I guess.
That's right, yeah.
Because that's pretty much the flavor, most flavorsome as in bitterness, hoppiness, and also the highest in alcohol. But absolutely. So we have the core range of lager pilsner, pale ale, and an IPA, and then we do obviously seasonal beers.
Cool.
At the moment, we have a Berliner Weisse on, and with where you can optionally put in a shot of Woodruff, which is how it's served in Berlin.
Oh, that's right. It was like that green stuff.
Green stuff, that's right.
Yeah. That was quite trippy. Which of the beers of the Rudy's range, seeing as we've got the brewer here, were there any that were hard to kind of nail down? Or did they all kind of come quite easy, or was there one that was just extra easy, one that was hard, or, you know?
I think normally so far we nailed it each time on the first go.
We did. There's a bar up in Ponsonby called Teddy's,
right.
which we have, you know, friend of a friend up there is open. So, and he sort of chose for our beers to go on tap, and for him, we've got a few of our own beers, and then we actually brewed a special beer for him as well.
Cool.
Which is a low carb lager.
That was true. That was a little bit harder, as it's kind of like a very dry lager. So kind
does
of
that go against your like beer religion to muck around with that? Like,
no, not really. It's like something that is really beautiful to drink in the like when you have a hot day or something. You actually would love a few of those.
Go for the cricket.
Is it just far less sugar essentially in a low carb beer?
Is everyone looking right at my tummy? Can everyone just chill out?
No, it's in some of these Australian tropical light lagers, American light lagers, adjuncts are used, which is either sugar, corn, you name it, kind of those kind of adjuncts. Which makes it, of course, the yeast go a little bit harder, and so they ferment out further, and then becomes quite dry. So we nailed it on that one quite good as well. We went really, really, really far down, so it's a really dry, really nice dry lager.
Somebody's actually just texted in saying, all I can hear is tins being opened. Where can I get this down in Wellington?
Ooh,
bad news. This is an Auckland beer. We're just talking about where we can get it in Auckland, and then they can go from there.
Like I said, we don't know what we're doing tomorrow, and we barely know what we're doing today. So it could be in Wellington tomorrow. I don't know. No, to be honest, I guess we've got a... We're trying to make sure the process is quite enjoyable as well, you know. And that I guess if we suddenly go, hey, let's put this beer around the country, that sounds great, but it's actually quite tough to do.
Yeah, it's
a lot of work, and even just nailing the beer, getting it in the can, getting it into the right packaging, and having fun while we're doing it, and sampling.
But just to wind Wellington up, we can get it all around Auckland.
But basically everywhere. It's rain. it's raining from the skies.
Oh, we love you, Wellington.
Yeah.
You're all right.
And I heard whispers. So Rudy is actually someone's relative.
Yeah, he's my upa. So we're Dutch. I'm half Dutch.
Oh, right, cool.
I'm basically a Kiwi, but I can't speak Dutch, unfortunately.
But this beer is lekker.
Yeah.
Moi.
Yeah, it is. Right on. Yeah, so there we go. That's the extent of my language. He was actually, yeah, my granddad who immigrated over here. And to be honest, I don't know heaps about him. Yep. You know, so part of this as well is sort of discovering he was a legend of a man, and he sort of was brought over here by the Hop Research Institute of New Zealand.
Holy what? Shit.
Which is probably similar to maybe what...
The institute again?
The Hop Research Institute of New Zealand.
Ooh, gay.
Yeah, now we're going.
Sounds
now we're
like
talking.
This is a little bit sus.
So he was brought over, much like Fonterra nowadays might have scientists that are looking at... I probably shouldn't mention Fonterra, but much like some companies, you know, they have...
You know they've got scientists, though.
Yeah, yeah. If I go back to the hops, yeah. I'll go back to the hops. They basically had a challenge. So all the hop growers had challenges with, they had root rot in some of their crops.
Yeah.
And so he then cross-pollinated New Zealand varieties. As I understand it, as I say, I'm learning. He cross-pollinated New Zealand varieties with wild English varieties.
Sure.
And created new varieties of hops that then also produced, you know, better yield and different flavors and different styles. And those hops are now used in beers all around the world today as well. So
far out. Sounds like quite a dude.
Yeah, he was a dude. You know, he unfortunately passed away before I was born. And again, he's very humble, you know, even in our family. It's just sort of, he just did what he did. So this is a great chance to sort of go, hey, it's a great excuse. That's to nice. Open a brewery.
Yeah, man. You know? Well done. Well, the beer is absolutely delicious. I mean, gets the massive thumbs up from the drive team.
Mmm.
It's a great lager.
Wellington, Texas, come back with a sort of a cheeky swear word and an emoji with glasses. It's all love.
An emoji with glasses. Brilliant. That's a win.
All right, guys. So we'll sort of keep an eye out on the streets for where this is going to appear in Auckland and or Wellington.
But if people wanted to go and taste the full range, you guys are down there, down the viaduct, eh?
Yeah, down the viaduct, down in Dr. Rudy's.
It's a hell of a spot. It's a real nice spot. Good pizza, good old pizza scenario as well there.
Yeah, we're just a good pub, you know? Yeah. I think you stare at the water and sit in the sun and drink beer. That's the idea.
Agreed.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thanks so much, boys. Yeah,
thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.